What did you weigh in height?
They got me at 6'1", 213.
What is your status now? I understand you came off surgery pretty recently.
I'm pretty good. I feel good. As far as me working out, I mean, I'm basically just doing rehab. But like I said, I feel good. I feel like I can do whatever I need to do. I just haven't been cleared to do, you know, certain things. So that's where I'm at right now.
Was this an injury that happened, or was it something that you kind of were dealing with and playing with during the season?
I had this for like, it was on and off for like 2 years. And, you know, it came around and stayed around this year. So I just been playing with it the whole season. And, you know, I just went on and got it fixed right after.
Do you have a timetable for when you might be able to run and work out and all that stuff?
I plan on working out late March.
With the Alabama-LSU rivalry, I feel like that's kind of moved into the draft a little bit, at least on the defensive end.
Probably so. I mean, you know, we're all competitive, so, you know, we're going to try to compete. Really, we're going to compete with everybody that's here. But, you know, considering that we had to play them in the championship game, I'm sure they want to come out and try to do better than us. And, you know, it's the same for us. We want to do better than everybody else.
Are you keeping tabs personally on what they're doing?
Not really. I haven't been able to. I mean, I've been busy. You know, I've been doing a lot, you know, with medical things. And so I really haven't kept up with exactly what they have going on. But, like I said, I'm sure they're going to want to compete with us.
Mark, where do you think, or what has your agent told you you would fit if you didn't have this hernia surgery, and where do you think you will fit because of it? What do you think it's going to cost you?
Not much at all. I mean, from what I've heard, it's not going to really affect anything as far as, you know, where I get drafted, so.
Talk about the defense that you played in and what your role in that was.
We played in a very good, very difficult defense, first of all. I mean, we did a lot of different schemes. You know, my role was, you know, basically, as far as communicating, you know, I had a lot to do with that on the back end. And, you know, I felt like sometimes, you know, I brought some energy to it, you know, with the hits I made from, you know, things of that nature. So, I mean, I did a lot of different things, so I can't really just pinpoint one exact role for me on defense.
Mark, are you more of a free safety or strong safety?
I play both. This past year I played free, and the year before I played strong, so I played both.
Which are you better suited to, do you think?
So what?
Which do you think you're better suited to?
I really don't think it makes a difference.
How's your health coming along? What do you feel like it's going to take for you to, how much longer to be fully healthy?
I'm not sure. Like I said, I feel pretty good right now. I just haven't been cleared. So I don't have the exact time for when I'll be 100%. But like I said, I plan on working out late March.
What do you think of the other
rules in the NFL affect safety and playoffs? You saying like as far as the hits? And all honesty, I don't like it. You know, because the way I've been taught to play the game, I mean, I hit, you know, and I hit hard. So. I guess I have to make some adjustments. Hopefully I'll be able to make them. I'm not sure if I will, because like I said, that's the way I was taught to play the game. So I guess we'll see what happens with that.
Hey, Mark, what do you like better, a big hitter or an interception?
I like making plays, period. I would say an interception, because that's more of a game change. That affects the game more. But I like hitting and making interceptions. So.
Mark, a lot of these draft analysts have said this isn't a great safety class. They're usually complimentary of you, though. What do you think about the safety class? And does that motivate you at all? People say this is a strong position for the draft.
I hate for people to say things like that. And, I think we have a pretty good group. You'll see some of these guys work out tomorrow and Tuesday. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to change that opinion.
Hey, have you got the defense you played in was obviously a complex one. Have you got a sense for how NFL ready that makes you? Have teams talked about that with you, that what you were doing in college is similar to what some do in the pros?
Most definitely. I mean, that's something I knew when I first decided to go to Bama, that, you know, we had a complex defense in the NFL type scene. So, you know, going into that, I already knew, you know, that it was going to prepare me for the next level. So that was one of the reasons why I wanted to go to Alabama. So, like I said, I knew that going in, and I feel like that has prepared me for the next level.
When did you understand it? Like, how long have you been playing? Finally got it.
In my opinion, I feel like nobody can learn that defense in under a year. With me, I kind of learned it kind of fast, but like I was learning different positions. I was learning like three positions at one time. So with me, I was learning it, but at the same time, I was getting some things mixed up. Like I would be at one position thinking about my responsibility at another position. So that's what made it a little bit more difficult for me. But like I said, I really don't believe that a person could learn that defense in under a year.
Alabama loses a lot of talent on that side of the ball for next year. How do you think they'll be?
They'll be fine. You know, they have a lot of young guys, but they're talented. You know, once they learn the scheme and get comfortable with everything and get comfortable with playing in the SEC ball, then I feel like they'll be fine.
With all the passing going on in the NFL, do you think the league is devaluing the safety position?
Is it devaluing?
Safety
position. I think, yes. I feel like it's real hard for a safety to get in the first round period, so that I think that shows that, you know, the position of safety is being devalued.
What is your argument for having a guy go in the first? Why should the NFL take a safety first?
Yeah, I mean, if a guy's a good player, then he's just a good player. I don't see why, position-wise, if you have a better player that's a safety, and then you have a corner that's not, it may not be a better football player than that guy. I don't see no reason why that corner should go ahead if that safety is a better player. So, and I mean, I've seen it happen. So, I just don't understand it. But, I mean, that's not my position to pick, you know, players and who gets drafted where. That's not my position. So,
what teams have shown interest in you, Mark?
I talked with all the teams. Yesterday, I met with pretty much all of the teams. So,
did you meet with the Ravens?
Did I meet with the Ravens? Like I said, I met so many teams I can't. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure I did.
Do you go through the teams your safety needs and know who those teams are?
I've seen some well. Some people actually told me. I'm not sure, you know, I haven't picked up on it myself, but people have told me, so I know some of them.
In high school, you won state titles in shot, disc, and jumps, right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good combination of things,
man. Yeah, I mean, I've always been able to do a lot of different things, and I'm usually good at, you know, whatever I put my mind to. So, yeah, that's something I take pride in, too. That shot put, you know, there's a lot of big guys, and I was always the smallest one, and I used to go out there and beat all of them, so I always thought that was kind of funny.
Does that just speak to your athletic ability?
I would think so. I would think it did.
What was your best throw ever?
Best throw was like 59.
Hey, two more questions, guys. Hey, do you remember that 65-yard touchdown against the Florida school against you guys?
Can you tell me
what happened and how they happened with the coverage in that play?
It was just something we hadn't worked on, and we just kind of didn't communicate. I mean, we were kind of thinking, I was taking his man, he was kind of thinking he was taking it, so he was kind of hesitant. Reacting, and he was kind of late, so the guy got behind him, and that's what happened.
Mark, are there one or two specific things, skill-wise, that you feel like you want to work on for the next level?
I want to work on everything. I feel like there's always room for improvement, so you know, I can't pinpoint one specific thing, but I always want to get better at everything I do, so I want to improve on everything.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Mark.